Hello and welcome to Building on the Bed, a special edition episode of Building a Furniture Brand with Ethan Abramson. On these special episodes, we hear from furniture company owners about the worst days that they have had and how they bounced back from the hard times. These quick looks are meant as inspirational episodes to remind you that even on the darkest days, good can come out of the bad. On this episode, I sit down with Mike and Michelle Ranger, owners of Ranger Home Northwest. If you want to hear the full story behind how Ranger Home Northwest got started, check out the show archives, episode 152. Navigating lumber yards and buying wood in general isn't always the easiest thing in the world to do. No matter how many years you've done it, there are always some idiosyncrasies with each purchase that changes the final outcome you were thinking it would be. But it gets even harder when you know something is wrong with your material and the supplier just won't believe you. Mike and Michelle had this exact problem when their largest order of white oak turned out to be not exactly what they had planned. This mistake from their supplier almost sunk their company. So what did they do? The story of what Mike and Michelle did next, coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors. Introducing Astra HP, the newest high-performance innovation in cutting-edge technology from Bits and Bits. Let me tell you what's new about it. It's incredibly thin, measuring at just 0.3 microns. It's also tougher than ever with an impressive 5,000 Vickers hardness, and it's specially designed to reduce friction and heat buildup, leading to cleaner cuts and longer tool life. Available now on all their newest spiral CNC bits and router bits. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to bitsbits.com. That's BITS, BITS.com.
So with the kitchen, so it's
white oak kitchen.
And so we ordered 10 sheets of white oak plywood at, you know, around $400 a sheet, which is a pretty big thing for a small company like us to do.
And it's non-refundable.
It says that on the invoice. And we're like, okay, well, here we go. And they wouldn't let us come pick it out. We had to just order it. And we asked for a sequence run so that at least they all match. So we get the plywood, shows up, we uncover it. And I'm looking at it and it looks great to me. And Michelle's like, why does it look pink? And I'm like, what do you mean it's not pink? It's just the lighting. It's just weird. Just the sun's coming in the shop this way. So we get it all put away and we're like, okay, I think it looks all right. She's like, I don't know. It looks pink or red. And I'm like, no way. It's white oak. It's fine. You know? And, we cut up the first sheet. I make all the doors out of it. And then we go to start putting the finish on and she's like, hun, this ain't going to work. I'm like, what do you mean it's not going to work?
It was rift oak and the grain was like mahogany instead of being, you know, dark brown or kind of a, you know, black undertone, just deep mahogany and no stain, no color would get rid of it.
Nothing. She tried everything.
Tried over 50 different combinations. And
the one thing our client was like, it just can't be pink.
No red, no pink. I want perfect neutral. And I'm like, what do we do?
Yeah, so we got these 10 sheets that we can't use. And so I call up our customer and explain the situation. And she's like, oh, wow, that's what are we going to do? I was like, well, I'm going to get a hold of the supplier and I'm going to work really hard to get us 10 new sheets. Or that's what we have to do. And she's like, okay, well, let me know how it goes. And she was real graceful about it. So I got a hold of our supplier and told him what the situation was. And he was like, okay.
I think there was a lot of doubt there. Like, no, we sent you the right thing. And
yeah,
they ended up sending a wood representative out here. And she took one look at it and said, that's red oak veneer with white oak on the back. Because all the backs looked great. But of course, we couldn't use it because it didn't have the right grain.
Yep.
So I felt so much better when she saw it. And then Mike looked at me and he was like, I will never doubt you on tones again. Ever.
If she says it's pink, it's pink. So they ended up taking it all back and giving us 10 new sheets. And they were really cool about it. And so it all worked out, but that was definitely a scary moment having all of that on the table and having to maybe almost eat that $4,000.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you liked what you heard and you got value out of it, please think about leaving a review and subscribing wherever you listen. To learn more about the series, please visit buildingafurniturebrand.com and feel free to reach out anytime with questions or guest suggestions to hello@buildingafurniturebrand.com. You can find me at The Build with Ethan on Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to bring you the next one.